don't have anything fun or witty. Normally I have something. Like a rise and shine. I have nothing.
You just do that so well. Like,
I appreciate that.
Like, it's that
rise and shine.
Yeah. Period. Good evening, guys.
Hello.
Wow, we're so happy to be back with you. I did have to cancel on Brittany last night unexpectedly.
Hey, you know, things happen, but
I felt ill.
Honestly, yesterday, Sophia, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yesterday, what? I was sitting on the couch and I was like, I was so comfy. I had a headache. I was tired. I was like, I really don't feel like recording tonight.
Okay,
like, I'm not gonna front. But of course, I was not gonna cancel. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna see it through. I'll put on a smiling, I'll put on a happy face. Everything will be fine. And then you texted me and I went, yes! Just like the slight,
Yeah.
Like the,
yes.
Thank God. I needed to go to bed early. I went to bed early. I just needed some sleep. And now I'm here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to record.
I love it. That's perfect. Okay. I don't feel as bad. Because it was like last minute.
Yeah.
I walked into my bathroom. I was like, why is my face breaking out? I had like splotchy, like redness on my forehead, my cheeks. I was like hot. I was feverish. I think I had like a mini round of food poisoning, like story of my life. I feel like I've said that so many times, people probably think I'm faking. Like, people are probably like, okay, Sophia. but it's for real, unfortunately, but I'm much better today. So I treated myself to Chick-fil-A chicken noodle soup.
Have you ever had that? Yum, yes.
Oh, good. It was my first time having like their chicken noodle soup.
Ooh, good.
Slurped it down. I got the bowl, baby. It was so good.
So good.
But yeah, I had to do a little cancellation, so I'm sorry. Was today better for you? Did you work today?
I did work today. However, it was just like I felt like I finally got a good night's sleep.
Oh, good.
You know, like I woke up before my alarm went off.
Oh,
I was like, okay.
That's the sign of a true good night's sleep.
It was like 5 minutes before the alarm was supposed to go off. So I was like, okay, I'm not mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, okay, like we're good to go. So I definitely got a good night's sleep. I had my coffee, you know, everything was hunky-dory.
Yay, good for you.
Do you know what else would be incredibly hunky-dory?
Oh, please tell me.
For you all to follow us on Instagram.
And subscribe to our YouTube.
Why did I say it like that? Instagram. Am I okay? Instagram.
Can we hit an instant replay of that?
Rewind noise. No, but yeah, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube, TikTok, if and when it goes away. We have a couple of, I don't want to talk about it.
Can I just say, like, don't text, do not text your friends who do TikTok and say, like, what are you going to do when TikTok gets banned? Like, did you text me that?
I did. You texted me that. I did. I was like, hey, girl. I was like, no, I think I said, what are we going to do?
Yes. No, I wasn't thinking of that. My high school friend, Taylor, who you've met,
mm-hmm.
texted me last night. First off, I'm already feeling like crap. I'm like in my bed, like shivering, like, let me just go to sleep. Text from her. She's like, girl, what are you going to do on TikTok? I'm like, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. No one knows. I have a gut feeling that's not going to get banned.
Right.
I just like am very naive like that.
Well,
surely nothing bad is going to happen.
I've been kind of keeping up a little bit with it. Because, I mean, there's the people that are, like, the news forward or, like, newsy type of people. And it's been popping up on my For You page. Supposedly, on the 10th, January 10th, the Supreme Court agreed to, like, hear me out kind of thing from, like, the TikTok side. So the Supreme Court agreed to the hear me out.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So they're hearing some like last minute arguments.
I love that.
Cause like,
did you?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say, did you see the viral video that is? There was a girl, I follow her, Isabel Graff.
Mm-hmm.
She made a video just basically being like, "Are you serious? Like, our government is such a joke. Like, they're gonna ban TikTok and do this, and while we have like drones flying around and no one knows where they're from, and they're so worried about TikTok." Yeah, she made this video, and by the time I saw it, it had, like, 500,000 likes, okay? Mm-hmm. And I follow her, so, like, her stuff pops up. So, like, it was going mad viral. She made an update today. She was like, guys, this is why you should just, like, post your random thoughts and do whatever. She's like, that video got so much traction. It got into the eyes of, like, the right people. And she was like, I have a really important meeting coming up with, like, some really official people to talk about. I know. I'm like, okay. Like, who are these? Like, it's got to be government.
It has to. It what, like, the only thing that I can think of is, like, they're probably just going to, like, get her comments. Or, like, maybe, maybe be like, hey, like, take a little video clip of being of, like, so us, so we can show the Supreme Court or, like, whoever as to why, like, TikTok should be around. And people are like, you know, it's not, and people's argument, I mean, the government's argument is just, like, completely false. You know what I mean?
It was because they just don't want China, like, spying on us.
It's the freaking, they think that it's because they say that it's run by China and that, you know, that China has access to our data, when it was literally proven that Meta, the doom Zuckerberg that does like Facebook, Instagram, whatever, it was proven that our data, when it, like, for everything first started, was being sold to different different companies and things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so it was literally proven that that was happening, right? But then TikTok spent millions of dollars. Did you hear about Project Texas?
No.
Like, okay, because when this whole, like, when the first threat happened, and the CEO of TikTok, like, sat in front of whoever. Yes. I can't remember who they sat in front of, but he sat in front of, like, a bunch of people and, like, answering questions. They are doing Project Texas, and it's a headquarters in the United States that harbors all of our data.
Oh, thank you.
It is an extra security blanket, pretty much. It's an extra security blanket for all of our data. And on top of that, it's the safest social media platform for children.
Okay.
Because, like, if you, because recently a friend of mine, she wanted to make a TikTok channel for her dog.
Yeah.
She was like, she's just like, you know what? She's like, Brittany, I need to pay these bills. She's like, I want to make a TikTok account for my dog. I said, girl, go ahead. I was like, you can promote a TikTok shop, little accessories for your dog. You could do the cute little voiceovers with that funny little thing, whatever. So she made an email address. But when she made the email address, she didn't put her birthday in the email. So when she used that email address to make the TikTok account, it immediately assumed that they were a child. That she was a kid. So when she was FaceTiming me, she's like, Brittany, I don't know what I did. And I was like trying to help her. And she shared her screen with me. And you could just see how different it is when TikTok thinks that you're a child. When they say child, they're saying, like, as old as, like, 16, 17. They consider 18. Once you're 18, you're an adult, and you can see, like, the algorithm that that everybody else sees. But until then, there's, and the parents have access to, like, customized security things. Mm. So, like, they can go in and, like, really monitor their children and what they're watching, if they want their own TikTok account, what they're posting, things like that. So it's like, you know, there's so many precautions that are happening. And it's been like, when the government's thing is like, oh, it's a Chinese app, it's like, technically, I guess you can say it is, but it's definitely not a U.S. app, but it's like, they want to ban people who hee hee and ha ha make recipes and dance videos. Like, seriously?
Yeah, they're villainizing it.
Yes.
100%. I've been seeing TikTok commercials randomly. Have you?
No.
I've been mostly watching Peacock is where I've seen them, but it's like a 45-second, it's like a year recap, and it's Charlie XCX, the Apple song, is in the background. It's like, this year on TikTok, like, we got people back into bookstores, and it's like, shows some videos of girlies recommending, like, rom-com books or whatever, and it's like, and we got bakers doing this, and then people doing, so it, like, shows all whatever, and then it has the people doing the Apple dance, and just, like, kind of like a highlights reel, and it didn't say at the end, like, vote not to ban TikTok or whatever. It just does a little bloom, tink, and then, like, the TikTok logo.
Right.
So I think they're just, like, subtly, like, putting it out there. Like, look at all the good, and, like, look at all the good bits and happiness and community that people can find.
Right. It's like they're trying to say, like, oh, if you sell it to a U.S. buyer.
Yeah, that was like the ultimatum.
Right. And pay pretty much. And then, but if you think about it, it's like American users only take up a certain percentage.
Right.
Of all of the users on the app. So it's like, why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. We only take up, like, a small percentage of, like, the 100%. So it's like, that doesn't make any sense why they would, you know?
Yeah.
It's strictly against the First Amendment. Like, that's just not to get all like America, but you know what I mean? It's like, but that's pretty much what it is. It's a freedom of speech thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And I think it would be doing a disservice to millions and millions of Americans who like have businesses on the app. Mm-hmm. It's also great exposure for so many people. Like, hello, yeah. The last election, both sides posted so much mm-hmm. on TikTok and used it so much. So I hope that is also taken into account, because it's like all of these government people, like they all have accounts. People, I mean, right? Like, hello.
That's the thing that's insane, is like literally so many people in government and so many people in the Supreme Court, they have TikTok accounts. So I'm like, that's, and then my mind immediately, because they're all geriatric, my immediate thought is, do you not have grandchildren?
Seriously.
Are your grandchildren not calling you and being like, grandma, grandpa, what the F are you doing? You're gonna ban TikTok? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many other things, like priorities, that need to be expedited.
The drones, okay?
I honestly did not even hear about the drones until recently.
Me too.
Are they, like in Jersey? Like, what's happening?
There's some in Jersey. There's been sightings in other states as well. But the insane part to me is, like, they are the size of like SUVs. Like, they are massive.
Gee, I haven't seen any videos. I need to look it up.
Well, in the sky, they look so small, but like, they're all the headlines are like SUV sized drone or like football field sized drone. Like,
jeez,
they are humongo. So, airspace, like, isn't there like monitorization? Like, people are not monitoring, right? Like, the airspace, like, how do you just not know?
What does the Air Force do?
Seriously. And those people in that tower at the airport. Someone
call the Air Force.
Seriously. Come on. National Guard or something.
Literally.
I literally saw a representative on his TikTok account being like, I just got out of the meeting of the briefing of the drones. And he was like, it was such a joke. They gave us absolutely nothing. They don't know anything. They have no answers, no reasoning. It's like, what? And I also saw some videos on TikTok, if you would believe it, of like inside of the session that they had, you know, like the speaker asking this person, you know, get back and forth. I don't have any information on that. We, you know, I can't say anything or whatever. I'm like, what?
I'm like, people are like, I feel like the United States is just like one big Black Mirror episode.
Definitely the past few years. Like it's been ever since COVID, dude.
I'm telling you, not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but literally everything after COVID has sucks. Just gone down. People don't, that perfect leeway into the first conversation topic. People are dense. I told Sophia before we started recording, I said one thing, because we kind of like, we always have a debrief. We've been talking since 8:45.
Yeah, we've already been chatting for an hour.
We have chatted for about an hour. Don't apologize. We've just been yipping.
No, to them.
Don't apologize to me. You know I love to yap. So, and I said the first, I was like, one of the things that I want to talk about is going to be a little bit mean. But some people are dense. I'm not sorry about it. Just like a couple of examples. I was scrolling on TikTok today. No hate to this girl, because only a little bit. Because of the fact that it's like, everybody learns.
I'm going to cut that. I got to cut that. I'm writing this down. No.
I was like, what?
No hate to this girl. Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. So everybody learns something for the first time at some point in their life.
Yes.
Everybody learns how to tie their shoes. Everyone learns how to brush their hair. Etc. Etc. This girl posted I saw a video today on my For You page, and she said, "I was today years old, or like I just found out today that you're supposed to cook chicken all the way through."
What?
She said, and she's like, "Chicken's not like steak; you have to like cook it all the way through."
It wasn't rage bait.
No. Because I went to her account, and she's got like a couple hundred followers, if that. So if it was one of those accounts that had like 500,000 plus, and they're like, you know, dude. And I go in there and it's like those two people that like the cooking people or whatever.
Josh and Mama.
Yes, that you told me about. Yeah. That's when I'm like, okay, it's obviously rage bait. They're obviously doing it for the views. No, she's just like, I didn't know that you had to cook chicken all the way through.
How is she still living, breathing, and with us?
Literally, and everybody in the comments was like, babe, Like, they were like, I fear this is an original experience. Like,
for once.
Like, an actual original experience. So, yeah. So, there's that. And then on top of that, I almost got ran over twice yesterday.
What?
Like, wholeheartedly almost got ran over.
Oh, my gosh. Straight up in one day, twice?
In one freaking day.
Girl.
Because of people not knowing, not paying attention while they're behind the wheel. Like, it's just literally every part of my annoyance of every day is either people with either when I'm behind the wheel and other people just don't understand or know how to drive, mm-hmm. or it's just like when I just observe people in everyday life. So I was walking in the parking lot, and normally, you know, I'm crossing the road. I see this car approaching, but I have plenty of time to cross the street, right? And they have plenty of time to slow down. She was not slowing down.
Mm.
And eventually, because she wasn't looking straight ahead, she was looking this way as she was driving. And I just was looking, and I was like, is this woman... I had to put a little pep in my step. I was like, is this woman going to stop? Eventually, she looked and saw me and slowed down. And I went... I almost pulled up. I'm walking here! You know what I mean? Like, what is happening right now? And then, a few hours later, I get out of my car. I'm walking. There's no cars coming. I'm walking across the street. Next thing you know, this woman comes barreling around the corner out of nowhere. Again, looking anywhere but straight. And I had to, like, go up forward a little bit. And when Dang. She turned around and looked at me, and I was like, hello? Hi. I'm a pedestrian crossing the street here.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you.
People in parking lots, like... People who fly down the rows, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yes.
It's part, and they are just flying down it. I'm like, you are so brave.
Literally.
Like, what, like, if you hit someone, your life is changed forever.
For sure.
Like, that's one of my biggest fears, is hitting
right?
someone.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, like, what do you do? Like, where do you go from there?
Oh, I know.
Does no one care about that? They've 80 miles an hour straight down the middle of the parking lot.
I was driving down the road. I was driving down the interstate, and there was this person, like, they kept just braking every 2 seconds. And I was like, what is happening right now? Dude was like this in his car.
Oh my.
Not even trying, not even like the phone down, like, you know, like hand on the wheel, like phone, like hand down, whatever. He was straight up like this. Driving down the road.
I'm like,
and of course he was in a Cybertruck, obviously. Which made it even better. The amount of Cybertrucks that I've seen this week is kind of insane.
And they're all, are all the ones hideous that you see?
They're all so, literally, I make it a point to drive up next to them. And I make it my personal mission to drive up next to them. And I always go like this. Every time. They need to know that they're driving a glorified toaster.
Oh my god!
That is put together with crazy glue in a dream. That's what, or Gorilla Glue in a dream. That's what
Gorilla
it's put together
glue.
With.
That is it, so it is. Funny. You just give them,
every time. I'm like,
that's funny because I don't look at them because I'm like, I'm not like giving them the satisfaction. It's like I have the same reaction when I see one. I'm like, I have to do something about this. Like, yes. I need to let them know that I hate. I'm like.
Like,
now I'm going to start giving them the stink eye. That's such a good idea.
You have to. Just look at, just make sure you make eye contact with them. And just go, the more expressive, the better.
I have seen a gold one, a like gold mirror gold, like Versace gold.
Period.
A red camo one. And a green one, like lime green.
Oh, never mind.
And it was like, it had like some sort of like texture on it. Yeah. It's just beyond me.
I've seen a black matte one.
Okay.
I see the silver everywhere.
Yeah.
And then recently basic. I saw like a forest green one.
I guess that's like not as bad, but
no.
The red camo was parked outside of the Hot Works that I go to.
That's intense.
I definitely took a picture. Like, I had to. That is such right? a nice story. I always laugh thinking about the fact that the kids that I babysit, their dad has a Cybertruck, and I have known, his name's Matt. I've known Matt for years. He used to live next door to us in Alabama when him and his wife had their kids, like, even I have been babysitting them since they were 0 days old.
Cute.
So I walk up to their house one day to babysit, and there's a Cybertruck in the driveway. Like, they had just come out at this point. So I was kind of like, okay, like, this is, like, the first one I'm seeing. And I walk in, I'm like, what's, like, whose Cybertruck is that? He's like, oh, it's mine. I'm like, oh, do you, like rent it? And he's like, oh, no, I bought it. And I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah, I've been waiting for this. He's like, I've been on the list. He literally, while his son was being born in the hospital, was, like, signing up for the wait list. Like, 4 years ago. The kid's, like, 4 years old at this point. His wife was like, oh, yeah, he's been waiting on that thing forever. I'm like, oh, my dear Lord. And it's so funny because I thought it was a joke when I saw him. But then, like, these kids are growing up in a Cybertruck. Like, they fully, like, when they go to family dinner, they hop in the Cybertruck. Like, the kids have no idea the lore of it all. They're just, their car seats are in the Cybertruck.
They probably say Sigma, too.
They're very young. They're like.
Their first word is Sigma.
It's just so hilarious to me that they all, like, pile in the Cybertruck to go to Hibachi.
Sometimes.
I can't.
Sometimes we listen and we do judge.
We do.
So.
My little brother told me, he's like, my dream car. My dream car is a Tesla. I guess not as bad as a Cybertruck. Oh. But oh. I was like, okay. Why? He's like, it just is. I don't know. I've always wanted a Tesla. I'm like, I don't know. I'm judging.
I feel like that's a very, like, YouTuber first big purchase.
Exactly. And all of his friends have Teslas. All of his little YouTuber EF. And I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be like, Ian, you only want to do it because blank wants to, because they have a Tesla. Yeah. And they have a Tesla. And all of them drive Teslas. I'm like,
yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. It is so, you're so right. That is, like, YouTube core.
Yes. Tesla. Like, when you first, like, David Dobrik did it, like, everybody in LA has got a freaking Tesla.
Everyone who, like, makes it big goes and gets a Tesla. Yes. Like, I've seen so many influencers, they move to LA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Their journey, not mine.
Right.
Hey, I'm very vocal about my opinion of cars. Like, a Jeep truck, hideous to me. I can't even.
It's just the design. It's just god-awful. It's so bad. It's so bad. Yeah, Cybertruck is worse, but Jeep truck is definitely up there.
Yeah.
Quite literally awful.
So bad. All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way.
Right? Don't be dense.
Yeah, wait, that's what it stemmed from. Okay, that girl, God love her.
Bless her heart.
I cannot even imagine having not known that for all these years.
Right? Like, my love, just... Oh, great day. Okay, I wish her nothing but the best.
Do you think, like, how many comments did it have when you saw it?
Oh, it had thousands.
Oh, okay.
Of people being like, girl.
So she gonna learn today.
Yeah. Like, babe, really? Like, yeah. are you serious? Kind of thing.
Yeah. I, like, a video of mine popped off a little bit on my second account. Slightly. And I was basically just, like, saying a statement or, like, a thought that I had about a reality show. I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait for Taylor and Russell to, like, break up. Like, surely she's going to leave him at the curb and, like, divorce him, whatever. Turns out their storyline is, like, the most traumatic storyline of, like, the entire Real Housewives season. And, like, he literally ends up killing himself. Spoiler alert.
Sick.
Yeah.
Which rich Real Housewives?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly. I watched that.
Oh, did you?
Taylor.
Russell. Season 2.
I'm going to look it up. Because I have vivid memories of me watching this with my mother.
Oh, okay. I think Taylor's gorge. She has a lip implant, which I'm like, I don't Google anything while I'm watching, but I can't wait to Google it afterwards because, like, I gotta see what her lips look like before because they don't look super bad to me, but she doesn't have filler. I'm like, what an implant?
I do remember. You remember them? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did not remember Taylor at first, but yeah. I do remember her now. She has, like, the really bad, ugly cry face. That sounds
poor
so
Taylor.
Mean. That sounds so mean.
Bless she like goes through it.
Oh,
okay,
for sure. Yeah.
So of course all the comments are like, "Girl, like, oh no, she doesn't know. She like, oh gosh, who's gonna tell her?" Type B. Like people are just okay. Then there's some comments like, "Wow, if you know what happened and you still posted this, like you're sick." Or "Wow, y'all can't tell that she's already seen it." Or like, "Wow, you're really gonna regret this," or whatever. I'm like, do y'all have trust issues that bad?
Honestly.
That like you can't just, I don't know. I can never imagine thinking that someone was like doing that, because just people on the internet are insane to me. Moral of the story.
Agreed. They take one thing and they run with
run.
It.
Run.
They twist it and turn it and then this, that, and the third.
Yeah. But it's honestly been so fun. Like, doing videos about the Real Housewives and like talking to people in the comments and like just getting reaching that side of the
the internet is fun. Algorithm.
Yes, I know, it's really fun. So
I love that.
It's been an unhealthy binge. I've watched like 3 seasons of reality TV in like the past week.
Honestly, that's okay though.
Yes, exactly. It is, because it makes me happy.
That's me with Desperate Housewives right now.
Oh, you're still in it.
I'm on season 7. I'm on season 7.
Oh my gosh.
And there's
I love it.
8 seasons.
What are you going to do after?
I don't know, because my heart is hurting thinking about it. I wish that they made Desperate Housewives style TV again.
Yeah.
Like every episode is something different. Every episode ends on a cliffhanger. There's a narrator.
I love that.
There's like 22 to 23 episodes a season. And it's like, I could not even imagine watching it live, like when it came out on live TV and having to wait, because every episode when it ends, I'm like, I have to watch another one. And the next thing you know, it's 2 in the morning and I'm like, eyes are bloodshot. I'm like, I gotta go to sleep. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, daggone, dude. They do such a good freaking job with reality TV. I'm telling you.
It is really good. And especially just anything from that era.
Yes.
The way that they filmed it is like
iconic.
Yeah. There's a really good show on Netflix right now that I think you would like. It's called No Good Deed. It has Phoebe from Friends in it.
Cute.
And it has, you ever seen Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes.
It has Raymond in it.
Oh, cool.
And then some other guy, but I can't think of his name. But it's one of those things where it's like 4 different people or like 4 different couples or whatever, and their stories all like intertwine more and more like throughout the entire, and it is like a mystery type thing, but yeah, it's really good. Highly recommend. It just came out on Netflix.
Good to know, because I'm gonna be lost without Desperate Housewives.
Oh yeah. Are you like one of those people like you watch it in the shower, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, like on your phone?
No, I do watch it. I watch it when I'm getting ready in the morning.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, like, definitely when I'm getting ready. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, that's all I think about. Like, I'm at work and I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get home and sit on the couch and watch Desperate Housewives. Like, I cannot wait.
Such a good feeling.
But then I sometimes have to not watch it in the morning, because I will catch myself, like, beauty blender here, just, like, watching it. Instead of, like, you know, actually putting the makeup on my face. And the next thing you know, I've gone through 2 episodes. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I have got to go. Like, I got to leave for work. So, lately, I've been not watching it in the morning.
Yeah. Got to cut yourself off a little bit. Make yourself miss it.
Yeah. That's what I did for a few days. I was like, I'm going to get home. I was like, I'm going to read for a few days. I read a book. And I was like, okay, we're good. Okay. So, I know. But
look at you.
Have you been down any TikTok rabbit holes lately?
Yes, I think I have one written down. Have you?
Give it to me.
Wait, what was it? Oh, okay. You know the angel tree. You know what the angel tree is, right?
Yes.
Wait, have you seen that?
I have. I think
is that what you want to talk about?
No.
Oh.
I think I know what you're talking about, though.
So, this girl, she's a sweet, cute girl. She's like 27 years old. She's like, I'm running late for work, but like I have to drop off my angel tree. Like, this is what I got. And she did a little haul. If you don't know what an angel tree is, it's part of the Salvation Army. They put kids' names on a Christmas tree. You can go into like your local Walmart, your Kroger, whatever, and you like pick their name off the tree, and it has a list of items that they want, and you buy them and return it to them so they can deliver it to them on Christmas. So this girl gets a little girl named like Ivana or something, and the girl, it has a need and a want. So her need is clothes, and then her want is like a Stanley, a spray
Cute.
ground,
A
and
what?
pho. Spray ground. Like spray and then ground. That just, yeah, what do you think that is? That's let me start with that. What do you think that is?
That's why I said what, because I was, because my mind went to like, is that something else that I don't know? Like I
Yeah.
spray ground. I literally have no idea.
Okay, turns out it's an expensive backpack. The girl, she was like, "We live in Florida." Like, I thought it was some sort of like water play, like play in the
Yeah.
yard type thing, whatever.
Oh, that would have been, that's, yeah.
Yeah. So she's like picking the name off the tree, and then she like takes it home and goes and gets the gift or whatever. So she's now having to defend herself because she didn't get the girl the spray ground backpack because it's like
Oh,
$150.
good Lord, I'm looking it up.
Oh yeah, I took some picture or I screenshotted some stuff so we could show the YouTube people. But like, this is a spray ground backpack. Does that
Interesting.
look kind of familiar to you?
It does.
I feel like I've seen, it's like a shark thing, and then
Yes.
they do a bunch of like colorful like comic stuff or whatever,
Okay. I
but
see.
mostly like the shark bite mouth.
That's insane.
Okay, yeah. So the girl asked for that, and she asked for a Stanley. So Miss Shay, I think her name is Shay J is her username. She does her haul. She like gets her like three full outfits plus like a Christmas PJ set plus a pair of shoes and like another shirt, another cute blouse. And then she gets her the Stanley, but it's one of like the kids' Stanleys. Like it has like the flippable straw that like closes,
Oh,
and it
okay.
has like the handle that you hold like this as
I know
opposed
exactly
to,
what you're
yeah.
talking about, right?
She's like, I got her like a pink one of this because I figured like she has to go to school and stuff like that. She can use it for her lunches. She goes and gets her a different backpack on Amazon that's still very cool. It has like little crisscross on it, little bows, some like cute accessories are on it. So it's not just something plain. She said this looks similar to the backpack she wanted. And then the pho, like pho, like the Thai, or not Thai food,
Yeah,
like Vietnamese
Vietnamese,
food.
yeah.
Yeah, she's like, didn't
How do
understand what that was
you,
about.
right? Like, how do
She's
you
like,
get.
I don't, I can't like get her a gift card because I don't know where she lives. Like, I can't get her,
Right.
like whatever. She's like, I don't know what her kitchen looks like. So she ended up just getting her like kind of ramen packs that are like pho flavored.
Yeah.
People have lost their mind that she didn't get her number one, a 32-ounce Stanley. Okay.
She's a child.
And she didn't get her the backpack. And I watched her video and I was like, okay, that's cute. And then I scrolled and the next video was this lady reacting and she's like, I was an Angel Tree kid. And like, let me tell you, like when we put those things down on the list, it's because like we really want them. And like for her to like kind of go against what this kid wanted, blah, blah, blah. And the comments are agreeing. It's like, girl, if she asks for a Stanley, just get her the full size Stanley. Like, if you can't afford the bigger one, don't do Angel Tree. Like, if you don't want to get a spray ground backpack, then like, don't take her ticket. Blah. Just like thinking the worst thoughts,
Honestly.
not seeing the picture clearly for what it is. Of like, she also says she's like, I'm on a single household income. I'm 27 years old. Like,
Right.
I'm not going out here to like ball out and buy her a $150 backpack. Like that wasn't my intention. I think they recommend you spend like about $75 on an Angel Tree,
Right.
like total. So she's like having to defend herself. And I'm like, is this really what we've come to?
That's
Y'all
crazy.
are honestly thinking that she has done a child dirty by not getting them the full size Stanley. By the way, it has a need and a want list. So like
Yeah.
she got her everything she needed.
Right.
All these other things were wants. I was like, oh, the internet is broken. Like, this is,
That's
it's such
nuts.
an insane thought, right?
Like,
Like,
imagine somebody going and like picking and choosing which angel to take off the tree and seeing it and being like, "Oh, that's too expensive. Put it back." It's like that's nuts. Like, I don't know. I hate that. I genuinely hate that.
I don't even know the word for it. Like, it's not selfish. It's just like out of touch. It's just so
Yes.
out of touch. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you know that this child is going to be grateful for whatever they get, and you're making a
Yes.
problem out of it just to appease yourself. Like, this is unnecessary drama. Like,
Exactly.
don't tell this girl, well, you shouldn't do the Angel Tree if you can't afford it, and blah, blah, blah. Like, have we forgot the meaning of Christmas? Like,
Hello?
hello.
I feel bad asking for something that's over like $45-$50. I like sweat. I'm like, oh god, I'm like I asked my dad for a bottle of perfume and I was like, if that's the only thing you get me, like, we're chilling.
Yeah.
I was like, we're good. Like, I just like I can't.
No, see, it is unbelievable to me. It's like, okay, maybe you can get your kids whatever you want to get them, but like, not everyone can. And this girl is doing this out of the kindness of her heart. Like, yes. She doesn't have to do it at the end of the day.
Jeez Louise.
Hot take, but like the worst take ever. I was literally so shocked. It was one of those videos where I'm like, how could anyone find anything wrong with this?
Honestly.
It takes a special person.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I found that rabbit hole this morning.
I haven't seen that.
Maybe it'll pop up. I don't know.
I hope so, because I don't want to get involved.
Want to get involved. Afterwards, I saw that. I was like, I need to go do an angel tree. So I like went to Walmart and I walked in and I was like, hey, like, do you guys have the angel tree? And the girl says, angel tree. I said, okay. She's like, yeah, sorry, I don't know what that is. It's like, okay, great.
Dad gone.
I know. So then I look around. I called like three other Walmarts and I said, hi, do you guys have the angel tree at this location? They all had no idea what I was talking about.
Come on, Georgia.
I know. Isn't that like, is it just me or when I grew up, like, didn't every place, every Walmart
had a random Christmas tree in the middle of the store next to the customer service where you can go up and just grab a little piece of paper?
Yes, that's what I thought. It was so weird. And then I looked and I was like, far too late. They definitely closed the angel tree, like, drop-offs by like December 15th.
Oh, it's literally the 19th. That makes sense though.
Yeah. So that was my bad. I'll just have to do better next year. But I was like, y'all don't know what the angel tree is? Please don't make me, like, this is Mandela effect.
Right? Like, please don't do this to me.
Yeah, so that was a terrible TikTok rabbit hole for this morning.
I have one.
Please tell.
Okay. Have you seen the video? This girl has, like, less than 10,000 followers. So, like, this is a very, like, niche rabbit hole that I went down.
Okay.
But it was one of those, like, it wasn't really a rabbit hole. It was like, I saw the video, I saw the person that, like, she called out, I saw their response, and then the algorithm brought me back to the update today, which is what reminded me of it. Okay, so there's this girl. She, have you ever heard of, I think, oh my god, that's so funny. Remember the feather tops that we bought?
Yeah.
Did we buy it from, like, 12th Tribe?
Yeah.
Okay, this girl, she ordered, apparently 12th Tribe has a mystery bag that you can buy. And what you can do is you can send them, like, a couple screenshots of things from their website and being like, this is my wish list. Like, this is my style. And you can send them, like, hey, this is my style. This is my aesthetic. Like, I don't like this, but I like this. Things like that. Like, I like these fabrics. I don't like these fabrics. Things like that. And then what they do is they compile a mystery bag and give you like four or five things from their website, basically like a curated style bag for you.
Cute.
So this girl, she posted a, you know, like a, oh, on like a haul of my 12th Tribe like mystery bag, and every single item of clothing in that bag was horrific. It was giving, like, Forever 21 clearance.
No.
You know what I mean? It was, like, everything in that bag was just, like, sequined, sparkly. And she was, like, I specifically put no sparkles, like, in the description. Like, one a shirt was, like a sequined button-up top. But it was, like, I think the collar was black. And it was, like, rainbow, like, glitter sparkles all over it. And, like, it was, have you ever seen those tops? Okay, I have another niche memory. Do you remember those, like, silver and gold purses that were, like, the sequins were, like, that big? Yes. On them? Imagine that, but a top.
Okay.
And it was, like, silver. You know, if you didn't wear a bra underneath, like, one gust of wind and your tits are out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it was very much, like, you would have to wear something underneath of it. Just she, like, practical. Every item of clothing she held up, she was, like, what happened here? Like, and then everybody in the comment, like, it got 8 million views. Everyone in the comments is like 12th Tribe, like, you messed up. Like, you know, you did this girl so dirty. And then I went to 12th Tribe's TikTok account And every video is like 10 likes, but like 1500 comments of people being like, send that girl another mystery bag. Like, send that girl another mystery box. Y'all did her so dirty. Yada, 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 whatever. So then they responded. They made like a whole video. It was literally just like, you know, it was like a statement or whatever. They basically like typed it up on a Word document, took a screenshot and posted it to TikTok. But I mean, the response was cool. The response was like, hey, like, we're so sorry. We got something mixed up. I think that was like another person's mystery bag or something. They're like, we were so sorry. Like, that was completely our fault. Like, they owned up to it. And everybody in the comments was like, oh, like, good for you for owning up to it. Like, good for you for actually like taking accountability and not gaslighting, whatever. So today, I completely forgot about it. I just kept scrolling and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, they're going to send her another bag. Right. The algorithm blessed me with an update
today. I love it.
She made a video and she was like, here's my updated, like, you know, oh, I got my new mystery bag. It was just as bad.
What?
There was no like glitter or sparkles in it. Literally out of everything on that girl's wish list, she got one item.
Oh my god!
Because somebody made a comment and was like, you can see the joy in every single thing she opened. You can see the joy. She was just, you could tell that when she was doing the haul, she was like, oh, like, and I got the skirt. Like, so cute. Like, you can just see that she's trying to be optimistic and she's trying to be positive about it.
I got like, you to could see just, it.
You have got to see it. Because, like, you know, And then somebody responded and was like, oh, you know, like, girl, let me see what you actually sent them. And the stuff the stuff on her wish list was fire. It was so good. The stuff that was like actually on her wish list that they sent. And I was like, they did her so freaking dirty.
And they had a chance to redeem themselves, which is even more hilarious. Like, y'all have the internet on your ass right now.
Literally.
Like, you could have just given her everything she wanted and just never done it for anyone else.
Exactly.
Really.
And said, like, hey, because we screwed up, like, pick 5 items off of the website.
Right.
Like, she got one, like, one of the skirts. She, like, you could see the joiner, but she was like, oh my god, like, I got the skirt that I wanted. Like, this is so cute. And then she would open it and she'd be like, you can just see. It's like she looked like she was trying so hard to be subtle, but like she was not doing a great job.
Dude.
And everybody was like, girl, we can see it in your face.
They messed up
again.
They must be trying to like clear out their warehouse.
That was what everybody was saying. They were like, girl, they were just trying to clear out some of their stuff that they had for like New Year's last year.
Yes.
Kind of vibe.
Yes. Yeah, they're getting rid of old inventory. And they were like, what's a great way? Mystery boxes.
Uh-huh.
Oof, I hate that for her.
Yep.
I can't wait to see that. I need to write that down to Google that.
Yeah. It was wild. I was like, that poor girl. She spent probably an arm and a leg because, you know, anything with the name boutique slapped on the side of it is going to be expensive.
$50 minimum for any piece of anything. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you seen those really cute robes that have, like, berry print on them?
No.
The brand is called Jerf Avenue. It's DJERF.
Okay.
I'm going to look up a picture of this berry print robe. All of the influencers have it. Like, Darcy McQueenie has one. Like, I think that's the only person that I can think of that we both know. But the robe is, like, $150 or $130.
Jeez.
The print, however, is cute AF, okay? Accept all cookies. Yeah, sure, whatever that means.
What does that even mean?
I know.
It's okay, cute. Okay, that is cute. But $150 cute.
But it has, like, little raspberries on it.
I could probably find that thing on Shein.
Definitely have it on Shein by now. 100%.
$5.
And you know what? And I probably would buy it.
Period.
But the lady who owns it is named Matilda Jerf. And she's definitely, I feel like, almost like, maybe not prestigious, but like her stuff is like high quality and like they do drops and like things sell out very quickly and like it's hard to get your hands on it is what it seems like to me. Anyways, she just got exposed for being terrible to all of her, like, employees. Like, 11. No. 11 of her employees have come forward saying they've, like, faced, like, harsh treatment from her, being yelled at, being called names, being picked on. And she had to, like, come on and do this full apology. And it was totally
gone,
like, read, like, right off a script. Like,
oh, for sure. It's also somebody holding up cue cards behind the camera.
Yes. It's also, like, a Swedish brand. Mm-hmm. But she, I don't know if she's Swedish or, like, what. But, yeah, she is, like, under a bunch of fire. She had to apologize amid claims of workplace toxicity on the New York Times. That's what the headline is.
Wild.
Now, I think it's funny because in her apology, she accidentally says fart. She, like, says she misspeaks at some point, and she's like, we're trying to, like, we're really trying to, like, take a fart or take apart our processes that were, you know, in rebuild.
And of course, you know, people are taking that and running with it. Yes. Of course they are.
I'm trying to see if I can find the TikTok that I saw, but this girl, like, did, like, a little parody to it. It's what made me look it up. I'm like, oh my gosh, did she actually really say fart in her apology video? That's
hilarious.
Yeah, so that was some little TikTok tea. Oh my gosh, some TikTok tea. Ooh, also, have you ever seen Alice Elm on your For You page?
No.
I love her. She's, like, my new favorite influencer. She's she's like this lady. She's an interior decorator, but the way that she talks.
Oh, yes. She's like, I've decorated this room
in the beautiful colors.
Beautiful colors of gold and cream.
Cream.
I love her. I so love much. She's like, come with me. And she just, like, walks, like, two inches to the right. Mm-hmm. I have these decorative, beautiful pillows all along the bed.
That I have placed. She said debt. Anything TH is debt. I have the picture, these pillows that I have placed along the bed, decorated in the beautiful colors.
I love her.
And the way she says her name, I love it. Alice Elm.
Alice Elm.
She, like, announces, it's just everything about her. I say that because she just popped up on my For You page the second
Slay in the all leather fit, period. I love her so much. Do you know the 0.5 camera hates to see her coming? Hates.
And I'm like, and the person behind the camera when she's doing these tours is always like.
Every
it just adds to it, like,
adds to the lore.
Yes, it's amazing. So if y'all want someone to follow, please.
Hey, if you want somebody for interior design,
Alice Elm,
hit her up, babe.
Okay, this is the video I was talking about. Not Matilda Jerf saying fart instead of fall in her apology video. LMAO.
Shut up.
She's wearing the robe.
Oh my god.
She has, like, she, like, put, like, a little spray at the beginning. Like, she literally, yeah.
That is the funniest thing in the world.
I know. I'm like, and you can tell, and people are kind of unearthing her old videos where she did, like, an office tour one time, and she went around to each employee and was like, so, why do you love working here? And they were like, oh, because, you know, I just, like, love everyone and we all work together really well.
Yikes.
And she's like, yeah, it's so great, isn't it? And they're like, yeah.
It's really great. We love it here.
The vibes are just awkward the entire time. And so
on it.
It kind of is, I guess, not shocking to some people, but.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
But I love her freaking robes. I think that berry print is genius. Anything with little fruit on it, so cute.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Not $150, though. That's kind of insane.
That is a little bit insane.
Like, come on.
That's, like, one of those things where I didn't realize until I was an adult how expensive a robe is. Like, a nice robe.
Yes. I'm telling you. I have a robe that I use sometimes. But now I'm a big fan of a cardigan. I'm like, I'm just gonna throw on a little cardi and go downstairs and make myself a little cup of joe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to commit to a full robe.
Yeah. You were wearing a really cute cardigan last time we podcasted, weren't you?
Thanks.
It was like a striped one. I remember I complimented you. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So cute.
I love wearing that to work. Next week, every day for work, I'm wearing a different Christmas sweater.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Where did you get them all?
I went to the Bazaar Bazaar with my mom and Ryan, mm-hmm. and one of their little tents that they had was a vintage Christmas sweater tent.
Amazing.
So literally, like, I was in the racks and I was just grabbing things left and right, and I was like, oh my god, these are so cute. They had like denim tops with like embellished like things, like, you know, like poinsettias, and just like super yeah. tacky, but like you can make it cute kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I was in my element. I blacked out and I was having a great time.
So you bought 5?
I bought 6.
I love it. I mean,
two of them are not very like Christmassy. They're very versatile. Like you can wear it in the wintertime, but then like some of them, I think two of them have like a Santa Claus on them or something. Mm. Oh, I did buy a vest. One of them was a vest.
Cute.
Moment, but it's so cute.
Please make videos. I know. Oh, I will.
I'm going to do like an everyday, one of those like fit checks every day.
Yeah.
Kind of thing with my Christmas sweater.
So cute.
Wow. Big fan.
Yes. Can you believe Christmas is less than a week away?
Good Lord, dude. This month is just flown by so freaking fast. And I am going to be so busy. 2025 is going to be so freaking busy for me.
Yeah.
With everything.
It's really the wedding mostly, right?
Wedding planning. Yeah. Wedding planning, moving, the whole nine yards, dude. Like, we... Wedding talk for a few minutes. Alex and I have toured 2 venues this month. We've toured 2. We have 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
I have my first bridal appointment, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, to try on wedding dresses. We have the catering meeting next month.
Mm.
We have so many things, like, so many things booked. It's insane.
But, like, so exciting.
So exciting. Literally so exciting. And I'm trying to do it quickly. Just because of, like, not get married quickly necessarily, but, like, just have all of the big things booked now.
Yeah.
Just to get it out of the way. Just so, like, I can, you know, worry, like, plan now to not worry later.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the beauty about being a chronic planner.
Yeah, I love it. How mm-hmm. did you like the 2 venues?
So... I did not realize how different all of the venues are in the sense of like what's included and what's not included.
Because
I remember I made a video recently and I posted it on TikTok and somebody commented and was like, how did you not know this? And I responded back. I said, believe it or not, this is my first time planning a wedding. Crazy, crazy to think. This is my first time being engaged and planning a wedding. Who would have thought? So, like, some venues, they'll offer the tables, but not chairs.
What?
Or they'll offer the chairs, but not tables.
Oh my gosh, okay.
They're like, oh, we'll give you the chairs for the ceremony, but we're not giving you have to pay extra to have the chairs for the reception.
Oh. I'm like,
okay. Some places don't do tablecloths. They're like, you have the tables and chairs, but, like, everything else is up to you. I'm like,
okay, at least the tables and chairs though.
Valid,
like, that's crazy.
At the same time, I'm like, that's what? Hello? So anyway, so we went to one venue in Charlottesville. It was beautiful. We went to a winery and, you know, so we're bebopping around. However, I did not like the fact that like tasting room is right here and within 2 feet, not even, maybe like 10 feet total. It's like you have tasting room and then you have the venue. They're like, right smack dab next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So all you need, and then they have the tasting room open during a wedding happening.
Oh.
So it's like, you could easily, because if you wanted to have your ceremony outside, or if you wanted to have, like, you know, you wanted to have your reception outside, or like something, you could easily have a drifter, get curious, or you could have a kid screaming because people apparently bring their kids to breweries and wineries, which I will never understand, but that's neither here or there. So, you know, you could have anything. So, you know, we're walking around and the venue is beautiful. Like the scenery was great. You know, the place where we would have everything was really, really nice and really, really pretty. I love the fact that they, like, where you would eat and where you dance is completely separated. I loved that. So it's not all up on each other.
Yeah.
And they were like, so we sat down and we started talking prices and we started talking about like what's included and stuff. And they said, okay, tables and chairs are included, but nothing else. And you have, like, an arbor. So, like, if you wanted to do, like, you know, some people have, like, some people have a cross. Some people do, like, that arbor, or, like, one that looks like an octagon, like, different arbors mm-hmm. or whatever. If you wanted to have one in the background. They're like, and we do have an arbor that you can use. And you have a place to get ready. But, like, the bridal suite was huge, which I loved. Ooh. Because I was like, okay, great. Like, they have vanity-style mirrors with the lights. And you know, they have a really cute couch to take pictures of the big window with the beautiful scenery in the background. I was like, okay, this is my vibe. But then you get to the groomsmen suite, and it's, like, a shack. It's, like, half, it's, like, no, it's literally, like, a shed size with, like, a couch and a chair.
Oh, my gosh!
And... you know, Alex and I walked in and he was like, I have 6 groomsmen. He was like, how are we all supposed to fit in here? You yeah. know, like comfortably and hang out.
Yeah. They hang in there for a while, don't yeah. they?
Yeah. They have like a little bathroom off to the side and just like a couch and a singular chair and then a refrigerator. And that's about it.
It's not.
But then for enough. The girls, it's like you have this huge, almost looks like an apartment style room upstairs. Hmm. So like, it was so, you know, and then we like sat down and we started talking about prices and they're like, you have to use a vendor from this list. Like you can't bring in your own person. So I'm like, that's annoying. And then they're like, you have to have a day of coordinator, but we don't provide that. You have to bring your own person. I'm like, okay, so you won't let us bring in outside vendors for food or for everything else, but you say that we can for a coordinator that you don't provide herd. So I have to pay extra for that herd. So, you know, and then just looking at the price for how much it was going to be, me and Alex were both like, look, this was nice. Like y'all were like, we met the owners. Like they were the ones who took us on the tour. We left and we were like, this is great, but like, we're good.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Afterwards we were like, this is just like for, you know, $8,500 for the reception and some tables and chairs and that's it. Like, nothing else. I'm like, okay, that's too much. That's too much. So then we went on the second tour. And the second tour, we liked a lot better. Because the space was a lot bigger. They had, like, it was very equal in fairness to the size of, like, the get-ready rooms. And it was almost like a Jack and Jill style. It's like, you walk up, and there's, like, a little foyer. And then, foyer, whatever.
Foyer.
And, you walk to Miss Alice, and she's rubbing off on me. But
Miss Alice Elm
in the foyer. we love this nice lamp and chair. Anyway, so, you know, you walk up the steps, and then you can veer off to the right, and then there's the room. Or you can veer off to the left, and there's another room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both equal, the same. They're both the same size. Everything's great. So, that was nice. And the owners were really cool. And we really liked the fact that, like, in some venues, they're like, oh, you have to put down a 50% deposit now. And then the rest of it, like, 90 days from your wedding. But this venue is like, they say we'll do a week courtesy hold for free. So, if we wanted it. But we just had to, like, get some money together. We had to do whatever. We could say, hey, can you put this on hold for a week? So they would black out that day for free for us for a week.
That's
and then
nice.
We only need to put down $2,000.
Okay.
And then from there, I think she said, like, 30 days before your wedding, we need the rest of the money. So I was like, that's really nice.
That is good, yeah.
Of them to do that. Like, super nice of them to do that. So Alex fell in love with it. I love it. Like, everything's cool. We do have 2 more, though. So... And the lady emailed me, I think like on Monday, she emailed me. She was like, hi, just like wanted to see how y'all are doing. Like, how's the wedding process going? You know, like if you have any questions, let me know. Like, it was really great to meet y'all. Like, blah, 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 things like that. So it was really cool. So, yeah.
Yay.
I know.
Okay, for the caterer, how did you pick the caterer?
So I have a family friend who owns a catering business.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, hey, just like ballpark, like how much would it be for like buffet style around 75 people, basic, like a meat, 2 sides and a salad kind of vibe, like a meat, a side salad, whatever, like super basic here. And he was just like, and he said, don't quote me on it. But then he gave me a number. And I was like, okay, that's actually not too bad. And then at all of the venue tours that we went to, we were all not local. Mm-hmm. And they all were like, oh, you live in Richmond? They're like, you need to look at Mosaic. Both of them, 2 completely different an hour apart from each other, they both were like, you need to work with Mosaic.
Okay.
So I said, okay. So I went online and I submitted an inquiry form, and I was like, this is the amount of people that we're having. This is our budget. What can you do for me? And the guy got back with me and he was like, hey, I'd love to sit down and meet you in person. He's like, and we can curate a menu to fit within your budget. Which I loved. Yeah. I love that. It's like, they're not saying, okay, you have to pay X amount of money, right, blah, blah, blah. So that was really cool. But some of these venues, dude, like, the wedding industry is a freaking nightmare. In the sense of, like, you smack wedding in the name and it goes up like $1,000 or $2 or whatever. It's like, it's insane how expensive some of these places are. So it's like, because when I was looking at venues, I saw Lewis Ginter had a really nice, like, indoor venue, because I want an indoor wedding. I don't want the stress of an outdoor wedding. So I saw Lewis Ginter and I was like, oh, like, how, what a cute full circle moment. I was like, how, I would love if, you know, I was like, what if we got married at the same place that we got engaged? That's super sweet. So they said that you had to use their, they have a catering service within within the gardens. They're like, you have to use this catering service. I said, fine. So for the most basic meal, hors d'oeuvres, like like one or two hors d'oeuvres, an entree, a side, and like tea and a coffee station. Guess how much a person they were asking for?
$300?
Oh, no, that's a lot. $100.
Oh. I'm not good
at guessing. Hello. $100 a person.
So that's 7,000. So if
75 people said, if all 75 people that we were inviting say they can come, that is $7,500 worth of food.
Yeah, that's not.
For the most basic, bottom of the barrel food selections. $100 a head. I said, that's quite literally insane. That's
robbery.
I was like, when I was looking through and when all the venues were sending me their pricing and like, you know, oh, like here's like a link if you want to book a tour, like blah, blah, blah. I immediately clicked and you can archive things. As soon as I saw that $100, I said archive immediately. Like, nope. Archiving that. Like not even, didn't even give it a second look. Not.
Yeah, that's crazy. All. Cause that's how much like a venue is, like $7,500 or something, yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
The second venue that we looked at was less expensive than the freaking food.
Okay, great.
I'm like, perfect.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right? I'm like, oh, but at the second venue, I can bring in my own vendor. I can bring in my own everything. Except for, that makes sense. Yep.
How much was it just to have it at Lewis Ginter?
Oh, God.
Like, did they even tell you that?
I think it was, like, 85, like, 8, 85 or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. And then 7,500 plus for the food. On top of that,
for the food. And then you have to keep in mind for, like, decorations and, you know, things like that. It's just, oh, God, that's insane. Absolutely insane.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, peace be with you on this journey.
No kidding. No kidding.
I'm hoping two more venues coming up.
Yes, I'm hoping to have the date and the venue by the end of the month.
Ooh, okay.
Fingers crossed.
I love it. You are like putting in overtime.
Putting in work, babe.
Getting it done. Putting in freaking work. But it makes sense. Like, stress now to not stress later.
Exactly. I don't want to procrastinate. I don't understand the concept of a long engagement. A lot of people do it because they're like, oh, we can't afford to get married right now, but we just wanted to be engaged. And so, like, we're going to save up to have the dream wedding. I'm like, that I understand. But just, like, you know, the amount of people that were, like, in my comment section being like, you're moving way too quick. Like, you need to chill. You need to relax and enjoy your engagement. I'm like, okay, well, my timeline is a lot different. I'm like, I am doing all of this planning to keep in mind of our timeline that we have going. Because we sat down and we were like, when do we want to get married? Like, what makes sense for us? We found a time that makes sense for us, and it happens to be in less than a year. So that means that, like, things that I should have taken care of 2 months ago, I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So that's why we're in maximum overdrive over here.
Maximum overdrive.
Yes.
I love it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your wedding. Like, whatever. These people are ridiculous.
Oh, I know. It's insane. It's so stupid.
No, thanks. No, thanks.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm about to go put together a little girl dinner of sorts. I don't know what I have, but we're just going to go mix and match at 10:30.
Hey, that's okay.
Dude, I've been, like, having, like, late nights. I was on the ball. I was, like, going to bed at, like, 10, 11 every night. Oh, wow. I'm back to, like, 1 a.m.
Oof.
Minimum.
Oof.
Not good.
I kind of want a little snack, but at the same time, I've already eaten dinner, so I should probably just go to bed.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had the little soup dumplings from Trader Joe's.
I did. So good.
I had that in a little side salad.
Oh, yum.
It was perfect.
I think it's about time I go to Trader Joe's. Tomorrow. Good choice. I feel like when I grocery shop, I always have to, like, also, to feel really complete, I have to go to both. I have to go to grocery shop at Aldi, and then I have to go to Trader Joe's and, like, get a few items.
Like, fun things.
Yes, fun things. Fun frozen meals, fun snacks, and then I feel complete.
If you, next time you go to Trader Joe's, it's, like, this chicken verde rice bowl.
Yum.
In the frozen section. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Really?
Yes. I have to find the actual picture and send it to you. My dad told me about it. And he was like, you gotta go get it. And I tried it one night and I was like,
damn. Dare I say?
Yeah, literally. I was like, okay. Like, what? And like, it has like, wow. It so had good. Like, it had like, the chicken was like a shredded rotisserie chicken kind of vibe.
Oh, I'm done. I'm sold. I'm sold.
It was already cooked and everything. Oh my God. So basically all you had to do was just heat it up. And it had like melted cheese and like verde salsa.
Yum.
You just mix that bad boy up. Imagine putting that in like a burrito.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Or like some tacos
or something. Daggone, dude.
Do you do the chicken soup dumplings or the pork?
I do the chicken.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I did the chicken. I did the vegetable ones to try it, and I don't like them.
Yeah, they're mid.
They're very mid. I ate them anyway because I was hungry. But I was like, I tried the first one, and I was like,
like, oh, I should have got chicken.
Yeah, I was like, tack on it. And I was like, now I got to eat all six.
Yeah,
I was choking it down by the last one. I took a bite, and I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, the chicken is so superior.
Superior. The pork have too much ginger in it. I can't do it.
Oh, really? I haven't tried them.
Yeah. It's like pork and ginger or something like that.
Overpowering, huh?
Yeah, it's too much. I'm like, I love ginger, but I'm like, oh, that's all I taste is the ginger. But the chicken ones are elite.
I'm definitely adding that chicken verde bowl to my list.
To the cart. I'll find a photo. You just changed my life. Yeah, I'll find a photo and send it to you because it's so good.
Okay, queen.
Yeah. This was nice.
Yes, this was nice to catch up. We love for you sure. guys. We hope you enjoyed listening or watching if you're potentially on our YouTube.
You should be. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, y'all. Peace out.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.